Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, she has one of the biggest songs in the world, and she's joining me for a few minutes. Of course, you know the track Call Me Maybe, but do you know Carly Rae Jepsen, making some time now for the RRS? Hi, Carly.
Hello.
So I classified you on my radio show, Carly, I hate to say this, as a stage 5 clinger. Would you like to know why?
I absolutely would love to know why.
Because you just meet this guy, here's my number, call me maybe, and then like 10 seconds later, I miss you so bad. Can you explain this to me, please?
Yes, of course. Well, I time travel in my song.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't take it so literally, then, is what you're telling me.
No, people have a tendency to do that, but before you came into my life, I miss you so bad. It makes absolutely no sense unless you felt it, which is that with a guy that I wrote that about, there was a feeling that something was missing, then he came into my life, and I was like, oh, you were the thing I missed.
And a guy did inspire that, a specific guy in your life that no one probably knows of, but...
Oh, there is a gentleman, yes.
Gotcha. But does he know of this song now?
Oh, yeah. Every time it comes on, he's like, that's my song.
So you guys still talk, at least.
He's my boyfriend.
Oh, even better. Wow. So it worked out well then, huh?
It worked out okay.
One of the biggest songs in the world, and you got the guy anyway, so it all worked out. Carly Rae Jepsen here on the Ralphie Radio Show. I'm going to pull something up on my BlackBerry. It's this business card that is starting to make its way around the internet. Have you seen this?
I have, yes.
You have? What is your reaction to that?
I think it's awesome. People are playing Cupid with the Call Me Maybe.
Which was your part of your intent with the song, the other part to get this guy?
The song was just meant to be fun. It was supposed to be a pickup, and like I've never actually asked a guy for his number that way. But I do have like kind of a spontaneous part of my personality that comes out every once in a while. I did a kiss and run once.
Went up to a guy, kissed him, and then sprinted?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. But this is not your boyfriend. This is a different guy we're talking about.
Don't tell my boyfriend that.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to blow you in. The track called
no,
me, maybe.
No, I was dating him. This was before.
Oh, okay. Way to clarify. Yeah, see, wow. You're getting good at this interview stuff, huh?
Thank
way
you.
To cover yourself there. The track is off of an EP you released in Canada called Curiosity.
Yes.
And you're already on your second single in Canada. Here in the States, you're planning a full-length album?
Yeah, we actually, not just the States, but for the world, I'm hoping to do a worldwide release in the fall.
Okay, yeah. So how close are you to being complete with this release?
I would say every day my percentage gets a little bit further down the line, but I'm somewhere in like the 60% there.
Will we hear anything else from this EP that you have in Canada, Curiosity? Or
Potentially, yeah. I think that there's a good chance of that. There's also a few songs that I've kind of kept tucked away from myself that I'm just sort of waiting to share. So I think it's going to be a combination of some of the Canadian stuff, some of the new things I've been writing lately, and then, of course, hopefully some collaborations.
I was going to say, is one of the things you have tucked away a collaboration with Justin Bieber? Or?
Who told you? Who told you?
Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia.
But they were right on that one, weren't they?
Big gossip queen. Yes, it was true.
Carly Rae Jepsen on the Ralphie Radio Show. Your schedule, obviously you don't need me to tell you this, it's been insane. You're just on the West Coast for the Billboard Music Awards. Now you're on the East Coast. I mean, are you finding time to enjoy all the success you're having here or no?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think I could be going at this pace if I wasn't enjoying it. It's the adrenaline and the rush of kind of having so many things that I love doing that kind of keeps me through the days where I've only slept a couple hours. Uh-huh. But like I said, it's totally worth it.
It's that youth. But not as much youth as some people thought. This was kind of like a medium-sized story, and I was a little surprised. People thought you were like 17, 18, and you're my age. You're 26, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking to hear that people quoted me or guessed me at 17, 18, because I don't see that to me. I'm like, I'm 26. What
you're
are you
right.
talking about? But it's nice. It's nice to hear.
Exactly, yeah. Better look younger than older.
Yeah. Yes, well, I guess so. It's nice. I mean, sometimes when you get ID'd, you're always like, come on, I'm 26.
So you are getting carded, though, in the States a
yes,
good amount.
Yes, okay. But, I mean, like I said, it's one of those things, age is sort of irrelevant at the end of the day. It's just about the music and sort of writing the songs and hopefully putting out more soon.
Absolutely. You've certainly proven that with this big hit. Carly Rae Jepsen, again, the single available online, of course, Call Me Maybe. We'll be looking forward to the album. You going to call it Curiosity? Do you have a title yet?
You know, I have 3 different titles that I keep on trading. Every night I come up with a new one, so I don't know yet.
But when
sorry,
you,
I was,
but when
I'll
you
be
decide,
mysterious.
No, it's okay. But when you decide, you're going to let me know first, obviously.
Okay. Okay.
That was a big fat no, in case you're wondering back at home. Carly, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.